Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 2 years. During that time frame, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Steve Beagleman, who is a franchise expert and veteran. And Steve answers the question, should I go with a small franchise system or a large franchise system? And I thought Steve's response was quite brilliant. So first, we'll hear a quick word from our sponsor, and then Steve Beagleman with, should I go with a small franchise system or a large franchise system? Take care, everyone.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Yeah, very important. So, you've been with small startup franchise companies. You've been at the larger companies. What are some of the big differences between those two type of scenarios, Steve?
Well, Don, smaller companies obviously give a lot of attention to the franchisee. So, you know, every franchisee, you know that franchisee by name. You can get a hold of, you know, the owners of the company or the CEO of the franchise system. Pretty much you build very, very strong relationships when you're joining a smaller system. When you're joining a smaller system, you also typically get your choice of prime territory, maybe in your backyard where you want to be and open a business. You don't want to have to drive an hour to your store every day or your location. Right. So you get the prime territory, you get to know the management team, the owners of the company and the concept, and really build that strong relationship. The challenge is the brands aren't as well known, so it takes time. And, you know, obviously you need to make a decision when you're a franchise candidate or a potential franchisee looking at concepts. Do you want to join a company that's in the infancy and the growth stage, or do you want to join a more established, you know, national brand that has presence but's going to have limited locations available? You might have to go a much farther distance to get that location, and they have, you know, proven systems in place. So you're going to have to follow that system to a T, and you're going to deal typically with a regional operations manager and training managers in that region. You're not going to get to know the top level of management in a large company, whether it's a, you know, Dunkin' Donuts or a Dairy Queen or Yum Brands. You're just not going to have that kind of interaction with the top management team. They're just too large of an organization. Again, great companies, but it all depends what you're looking for as a franchise, you know, candidate or potential franchisee.
It's a real interesting question, though, huh? Like, that's where a franchise consultant come in, speaking to an expert like yourself to really educate someone for that type of decision.
Sure. It is a big decision, and you need to really know yourself to know what you're looking for. If you want an absolute 100% proven concept that's been around, tried and true, then you're going to want to join one of the big chains that have been around for 20-plus years that have, right, you know, thousands of units. But if you're more an entrepreneur and you kind of want to feel things out and be a part of the growth strategy of an organization and impact some of the marketing decisions and decisions, right, from an operations standpoint for an organization, then you're going to look towards a smaller company that you can have impact, that you could be on the Franchise Advisory Council, right, that you could really be involved with decisions that the company makes for growing the brand forward.
If you have more territory, be in on the early part of the curve for that franchise that maybe has had some success so far, but they're really early in their process. So, yeah, real interesting.
Yep. In 2006,